When I was a kid growing up in Corvallis, we would hop the fence at Bell Field on Sunday afternoons and high jump in the same pit that our hero Dick Fosbury did. So I knew the story. He was our guy. I was an Oregon State fan. And then 20 years after his Olympic gold medal, I wrote a piece for Sports Illustrated on him. So I got to know him a little bit. And then it just seemed like 50 years after that jump was the time to do the book.
And he, of course, is a high jumper, and he did something pretty amazing to the sport. So why don't we start with describing what he did?
Fosbury was a failed Medford High jumper who claimed he was one of the worst high jumpers in the state in 1963 as a sophomore. And then out of frustration, he started leaning backwards over the bar and invented a new style, which, of course, became known as the Fosbury Flop. But at first, people laughed at him. Coaches said it was illegal. Doctors said people were going to break their necks doing it. But he persisted, and 5 years later, he stood on the podium in Mexico City as the best high jumper on the planet. So his is a story of sustainability. You don't see that too often in sports. We remember athletes because they did something great at one moment, or they did something great over time. But we don't remember athletes who literally changed the face of an event like Dick Fosbury did. But every time a kid goes over a high jump bar backwards, Dick Fosbury goes with him or her.
Did he ever expressed to you how it came about?
We talk a lot about that. It was April 20th, 1963, and he was scissoring over the bar, an outdated style, because he was just desperate to make the Medford High team or to stay on the team. And as he scissored over the bar, he suddenly realized, if I could get my butt up a little bit higher, I could get over that bar. And then he said in midair, I didn't quite know how I was going to do that, but in midair, a little message came, lift up your butt, stupid. And so he did so, and he found he improved 6 inches that day and said, I think I'm onto something here. And then that evolved into that went from the sort of the back layout to the full Fosbury flop.
And did he realize at that moment, or when he did it, that it wasn't just something for him, but that it was going to change everything?
Not at all, Barbara. He was a kid just trying to, a desperate kid trying to find a place to belong. He'd lost a brother in a hit and run bicycle accident. A drunk driver hit his brother when the two of them were riding bikes. His parents divorced the next year. He'd been hit so hard in football that it busted his helmet and chipped two of his teeth. And so in Medford, when you lose your chance to play football, you lose everything, because it was a really... So he'd lost, he had no place to belong. And so being on the track team was what he needed to do. And I would argue that he just almost willed himself over that bar. He willed himself a new technique so he could make that team and find that sense of belonging.
And are there jumpers now who know this history, or do they just kind of do it?
So many people today, that's a great question. So many people today have no clue that there was ever any other style, particularly if they're under the age of about 50. And so I'm forever telling people, do you know that in the old days, they used something called the straddle, the Western roll, to get over the bar? And then in 1963, this kid out of Medford High invented a whole new style. And then after 1976, no Olympic medalist has used anything but the Fosbury flop. So he really was a revolutionary, but very few people know it.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Bob Welch, the author of The Wizard of Foz, Dick Fosbury's One-Man High Jump Revolution, available soon where fine books are sold.
Thank you.